Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Consuegra. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sandy Consuegra. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Consuegra fields it and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to second. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera, who is chasing the ball. Strickland reaches third base with a triple. Doby scores. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Consuegra covering, for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to second. Gene Bearden now pitching. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mealy moves to third. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mealy scores. Carrasquel moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bob Hooper now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Fox reaches second base with a double. Carrasquel scores. Bearden goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fain takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Strickland hits a line drive off the glove of Carrasquel, and into shallow left field. Strickland reaches second base with a double. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Joe Ginsburg. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake pinch hits for Bob Hooper. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Bill White now pitching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Elliott is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Doby reaches second base with a double. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Bearden covering, for the out. Doby moves to third. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Minoso hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila catches it and throws to first to double up Fain. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Bill White. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Dave Hoskins pinch hits for Bob Kennedy. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoskins moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Avila bunts towards the mound. Dorisch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoskins moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Hoskins scores. Mitchell moves to third. One out. It's 6-4, White Sox. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-3 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Easter reaches second base with a double. Mitchell scores. Rosen goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 6, Indians, 6. Bill Glenn pinch runs for Luke Easter. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Doby is walked intentionally. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. Simpson strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn scores. Doby moves to third. It's 7-6, Indians. Luis Aloma now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Glenn now playing first base. Dave Hoskins now pitching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Elliott strikes out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rivera is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoskins hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a line drive towards third. Elliott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler strikes out. One out. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Chico Carrasquel. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Tom Wright pinch hits for Luis Aloma. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.